it is 10 minutes gone past one, and yes, this is still the sunny side on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance. Okay, so the first caller, Ikechi Nwogu, when he called in, he was talking about the fact that it's not about forgiveness, you know, or hatred. It's about more like his own mental health. There are people, from what he said, there are just these people that... calling them is not going to add anything to your life, you know. It's more like you're going to get drained. And seriously, when he was talking, you know, pictures started flying. I could just see pictures all over the place. I could see people's faces, literally, actually. And he said, you find those people on almost everybody's phone book. Everybody has that person that, you know, that when you call this person, you feel drained, you know. You don't hate them, but you don't want to interact with them, actually. So it's not about whether you need to forgive them for anything, because there is actually nothing, but you want your peace of mind. Okay, so I started off asking if there is someone in your life you feel maybe may have wronged during the past year or past years, and this new year you're feeling like, okay, it's time to forgive this person. Or maybe not someone who has wronged you, but someone whom you've not really been speaking to or with for a very long time, and you feel like, okay, let me just call up this person and find out how they're doing. Or you're just feeling like, they should date their day. Let me date my day. I need my peace of mind. So that's what I'm asking you. Do you have such people in your life? Do you even have such plans? Is forgiveness on your to-do list for this new year? Okay, let's talk. We're getting back to the phone lines now. Hello, you're welcome to the sunny side. Hello. Okay, you're whispering. You're going to have to call me back, please. And when you call in, speak up. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. All right, you're welcome. Please go on. Okay, hold on. I can barely hear what you're saying.
Are you hearing me now?
Okay.
Yes, I say... at water line, not a Woroku. I come down from Mutu. We are blocking that to Colombo. I tell you to put the genital stuff. And I didn't matter from my head. What my gene, I was bleeding. I didn't come to your studio at the first. And now told me. So, I would like to forgive because I don't think lost into my hand. And after everything, I teach myself, do everything. Yesterday, I put on cap. I went there to look for the identity them, but I barely, every one of them as friends. She's not known me very well. We are sitting down drinking. He would have bought my head. We are drinking together. He didn't know. We are just coming up. I just say, ah, what you have to do? They should have a good luck, man. We still have that deal. We are with them. Or with them, they are drinking. So, my dad going, and I tell him that I'm the person that would do this thing. We are stuck. We are reading us to, we are begging the other person and saying, it's good to forgive because I said, it's not just tomorrow. Something close to him. Because I might go and do, then that person dies. I end up being in prison. You don't ask me anything. You need to forgive and forget. I forgive everybody that offended me. Everybody that offended me. Leave me. Thank you very much. God bless. I'm going to
All right, thank you very much. His voice sounded kind of faint, but I think I got what he was saying. Something about some persons attacking him and breaking his head last year. He said December, but then he kind of like, I think he went back there and they had some drinks or what or something. And they were even chatting, talking about the guy they attacked or something, that they would have killed him, not knowing that he was actually the one. So the bottom line is that he forgave these guys. Wow, that is interesting. Some people would be planning a very good way, a wonderful way to retaliate. Yeah. Some of the things that still make us human, right? They say, you do me, I do you. God, no go vex. But it's not in the Bible. It's not there. It's just things people, human beings, bring up to, you know, make themselves feel good. Someone hit you once, you hit them 5 times or 10 times after they hit you before. Let them understand what it feels like to be hit like that. All right. Well, someone else is calling me. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
All right. I'll still take your calls if you can. The numbers are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Seeing a couple of messages here on WhatsApp. This person says, good afternoon, Constance. I don't do New Year resolutions, but as it is now, I have made some decisions. Trying to be nice and reaching out to others have made... has made some take me for granted. Oh, interesting. I value relationships, but when you belittle it, I give it a second thought. So right now, me and some people will go run our lane. I will still extend the grace to some for a while, and when it expires, the needful will be done. Sometimes you need to make some decisions for the sake of your own peace. We go all day our day. Good afternoon once again. Interesting. All right, thank you. Hello. Okay, call back if you can, please. The sunny side, what's your name?
Hello, are you there?
Okay, you're going to have to do me a favor. When you're calling in, just turn off your radio set, all right? So that I can get to hear you loud and clear. It's really important to do that. Okay, so for some people, they just need to really forgive somebody. You know, sometimes we actually feel we have forgiven until we meet this person again, or until this person acts in that way again. And then it's like an open wound where someone comes and smears maybe salt on it, all over it. And it's the feeling is fresh. And then you wonder what happened to the forgiveness you thought you forgave this person before now. All right, call me back if you can. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Apologies. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. So for you, is it about forgiveness or is it about reconnecting with people that you shunned for a long time because of their character or for whatever reason? Welcome, what's your name?
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Zion.
Forgiveness. A lot of people don't know the benefit of forgiveness. Because from that child's wound, they have never seen or noticed or experienced anything forgiveness. All they saw was their father abusing their mother abusing their father. Among their siblings, squabbles, there have never been an opportunity for one to see how somebody forgives somebody, and they saw the benefit attached to it. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Accept your spirit as transcending to another level of reasoning and understanding. You will not know what is forgiveness. Except you have the knowledge, this understanding, you will not even get to the point to say, I have forgiven you, but I'm avoiding you. If Jesus Christ only forgave us and avoid us, I don't think we'll be here. He forgave and still accepted us. At a time like this, why you see most people take a resolution of I'm forgiving people? It's because they understand the beginning of time. It's an understanding being taught to them. When you forgive people, you open another chapter of your life. It's a growth. For instance, you abused me, I forgive you. Based on reconciliation, I have moved to another level of reasoning. Do you know why? Because I'm going to avoid those things I did or you did that led to the insult. So which means whenever we are discussing and having an issue, and you want to lead to insult because of the level of understanding, I will not say those words or provoke you. You see, most of the time we talk about people offended us, but we are not looking at the angle of provoking them before they unleash that word. So if you are forgiving people or blocking people, not talking to people, you are only hurting yourself.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Zaya.
You are trying to be feeling guilty now. Are you trying to feel guilty? No. Misunderstanding. Mr. Zaya.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Zion. Hello.
Hello, Nigeria. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Dakuku from Abokeche.
Okay, Dakuku, what's up?
Well done, madam. See, my contribution is for the issue. There's issues that will come out. There's somebody may be definitely. He does something to you. And you see that because so much pain. For you to go back or reconcile with that person, it's better for you to remain. Moreover, I get in my point. Like, I particularly... Mm-hmm. I cannot even say there's somebody who did something that touches my phone, not my flesh, moreover. And nothing will make me to dialogue with that person. It's even a common greeting. I made it moreover. Even if it's my mother or my father who did something that is wrong to me, nothing for me to dialogue with that person. No amount of reading somebody will please for me to dialogue with that person. From everything, I particularly. So for that issue, anybody that is. We know we are in new year. Yet sometimes you forget about what somebody done to you. You reconcile with him, stay with him. But me particularly, that particular issue I'm telling you now, it's not my point. And it's something from me, my own heart. I cannot ever to forgive that person. And I cannot reconcile with that person in life. Unless after death, we will come back again. That's when I will reconcile with that person.
Thank you.
Take.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Woo! Man, from when he started, it was like we were on some kind of marathon. Interesting. So he's saying someone did something and it really, really hurt me. I'm not forgiving this person until we come back to Earth. More like until after death. What's your plan, seriously? So you believe in the afterlife, but you don't believe in forgiving people now, here. Before you get to the afterlife. Interesting. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
I'm Winifred.
Winifred, could you do me a favor?
Okay.
Turn off your radio set, please.
All right.
Okay. I did not say hang up. I said turn off your radio set so I can... hear you. Someone on Facebook, Kelly Cruz, says, yeah, I need to forgive my best friend because I really miss hanging out with her. What happened? You still need to forgive this person. Have you called, sent a message or something? Have you asked the person to meet you up somewhere so you guys can talk? And then when it comes to forgiving people, Mr. Zion rightly said, it's not the person, you know, it's for yourself. It's for yourself. You know, there are sometimes people do things that you don't like or something that they know that they hurt you, all right? Although, of course, there are times when people actually hurt you and they actually don't know until you tell them. But a situation whereby maybe there was a heated argument or anything or something this person did and everybody saw it that this person is wrong, all right? But this person... has refused to apologize, has refused to even admit that they are wrong. You know, there are situations where someone does something and the person who the evil was done to or the bad was done to wants to forgive, but it's the person is waiting for the defaulter or the one who hurts him or her to at least admit to what you've done. Just admit to it. I'm not asking you to apologize. Just admit to the fact that, okay, this is something you've done and it's wrong. This is something you see that I'm not happy with or happy about. At least admit. But then the person is refusing to admit. The person is not even seeing reasons with you. Will you keep holding on to you know, whatever grudge, whatever anger, like one of the callers who said, this person, what he did, was it? Did he say it to his phone or something? He's not going to forgive this person, like ever, until whenever. Okay, so we're looking at actually two different things. On one hand, we're talking about forgiveness. On the other hand, we're talking about reconnecting with people. Okay, reconnecting with people, not necessarily people that hurt you, but people that maybe for a long time you haven't really spoken to them. And it's not because you lost contact with this person. You have this person's phone number. But one of our callers actually said, there are people you speak to or you speak with, life leaves you, you know. They just drain you. You're just not okay talking to this person. You have this person's phone number. You people did not quarrel. There was no fight. There was no back and forth. There was nothing. But you're just like, I need some air. I can't keep talking to this person. So it's a new year. Is it on your to-do list to maybe go through your phone book? There are people who actually do that, you know. In the new year, they go through their phone books and they're looking at numbers, you know, people who they have not spoken with, maybe 1 year or a few months, and they start deleting numbers. And then in the process, you actually see someone that you've not spoken to for a long time. And then you're asking yourself, why did I even stop talking to this person? And then you remember, I beg, he should stay. All right, it's still the sunny side. I'm listening. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Constance, Leroy Lemega. My name is Baridi Gnadom. Right now, I'm calling you from Ada George, close to Ikubana's house.
Okay, you're back from your village. That's nice.
Yes, I'm back from my village. There was no light in my village. The whole of my local government, for the past five months now, we've not seen light. Is there someone you need to forgive this year? That's the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, there are some people that it's very difficult to forgive them all. But since this topic came up, let me just, you know, let me forgive the person.
Just no, like that. So now,
just forgive the person.
Okay, now on your own, you can just tell you've forgiven this person. Like, okay, let me just forgive this person.
Yes. Because life is too short. I don't forgive the person. What can I go gain now?
Okay.
Life is short. I don't need to keep malice before I go to heaven.
Okay, so how would you... is there a process to this forgiveness? Are there things you need to do to show that, okay, I have forgiven this person?
When you start talking to the person, you know, you call the person, what's up, man, how you doing? Even the person will be surprised. Maybe this guy, where they keep malice with me, where don't they call me, where don't they greet me? And this guy, don't they call me, thank God, So that's just it. There's no much process about it.
Interesting. All right, thank you. Yeah,
thank you, Constance.
All right, have a nice day. All right, commercials coming through afterwards. We're still talking. Is there someone you need to forgive this new year? Is there someone you need to reconnect with this new year? Think about it, all right? Think about it. And of course, when we say we've forgiven somebody, that's actually another part, another angle to this whole discussion. When we say we've forgiven somebody, what does that even entail? Because sometimes when we say we've forgiven somebody and then we remember something, what they did, and the fact that they have not even apologized or even owned up to the fact that they did something wrong, it's as if you feel like, no way, I can't forgive this person. So how do you even know that you've forgiven somebody? Is there a process? Are there things you need to do or steps to take to show that forgiveness has happened? It's the Sunny Side on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Okay, so the question is now, how do we know that we have forgiven somebody? Because I've heard someone say, you know what, because you're having this conversation now, I'll forgive this person. Okay, I'm just going to forgive this person. And then then he goes, okay, because I asked him, how do you now know that you have forgiven this person? Is there something you're going to do to show you have really forgiven this person? And then he says, yeah, well, I'm going to call him and I'm sure this person is going to be surprised that, I mean, someone who has not been speaking with him for a long time, who has refused to talk to him, is now putting a call through to say hi or whatever. So calling the person for him is a step, is one way to show that I have forgiven this person. But what about the situation where you call this person and you're trying to catch up, you're trying to show, okay, I have forgiven this person. And then for whatever reason, you know, they bring up the matter that caused the break in friendship or communication, okay? And then from the way they talk, they don't even sound remorseful. And this is someone who was actually wrong. This is someone who really wronged you. So what happens at that point? Are you going to laugh? Are you going to say, whatever, I still forgive this person? You know, wherever we are, definitely we will find ourselves in a situation where someone is going to hurt us. It might not be really, really painful, but it might just be something that you're not comfortable with at that point in time. All right? Of course, where there is a relationship, frictions happen. Unless you guys are... Definitely, it happens. But it depends on how you handle it anyway. All right? And of course, when we talk about forgiveness, I'm sure we've all agreed, I don't know if we all agree, that forgiveness is about yourself, not necessarily about the person who hurt you. But can you tell me, what do you think are the ways to show or things that determine if forgiveness has happened, if you have really forgiven someone? Have you ever been in a situation where you had to forgive somebody and it has lasted? Tell us, what did you do? And how are you certain? How were you able to agree with yourself that you have forgiven this person, really? Mali from Transamadi on WhatsApp says, I forgive people not because I accept their behavior or their character. I forget to let go so that I can move on with my life. I want you all to know that forgiveness is the characteristics of the strong. Okay. Thank you. Anonymous, good afternoon, Constance. All right, I'll come back to your message. Let's hear from some people here. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Yeah, hello, Constance. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What's your name?
Yeah, Barango Taria, calling from Bugma, Sajolo.
All right, you're welcome, Barango Taria.
All right, it's okay. I think, aside calling the person to exchange greetings, pleasantries, as the case may be, opening up to the person. I think it's a thing of the mind, the innermost mind. In our Christendom, we call it the conscience. We bear witness that you are forgiven. You understand? As you go on your knees to pray to God, that look, I have been in malice with so-so person, but I want to sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, forgive the person and take it to God. That's for us in the Redeemed Christian Church of God. As I add, the point you pray and you get, there is a witness, you are spirit man, that you are what you are prayed for as actually, you know, at that point you have peace. There is a peace that will just, you know, that shows that truly you are. So it's not necessarily just because they say salutation is not love. Concept. People can be greeting, they can be talking, but in your heart of heart or in your innermost spirit, man, you can see you may not have still forgiven the person.
Okay, so tell me, does he, from what you're saying now, does it mean that if I forgive someone, I will have to go pray about it?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on? Come on. I think he mistakenly put his number on hold. Oh, please call me back. I want us to have the conversation. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Hello, Constance. Good afternoon.
It's actually Constance. Good afternoon.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What's your name?
I'm Mr. Samuel Wala calling.
All right.
It's not for the person, it's for you. Because the more you forgive, the later you are coming to it. So once you forgive somebody, you start the relationship the way you know the person before. You give him and all that things you do before to show that you are forgiving him. So forgiveness is very, very important for human beings. Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, compliments of the season.
I wish you the very best. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is G-I-S-T, Gist.
Ah, now you're not only spelling, you're also calling.
Yeah,
you're mentioning what it is.
I'll pronounce it for you.
So that's one of your New Year resolutions. Glory!
That what?
So I'm saying it's one of your New Year resolutions, or what?
No, really. I tried calling before during Chinedu's program, and he couldn't. So I had to just do the spelling so it could be easy for one to just comprehend and pronounce it.
Nice. Okay, so yeah. Tell me, is there someone you need to forgive this year, this new year?
Not really forgive. I want to ask a question here, because the things I have a friend, but some of my friends that came, they left this morning. And the reason why they left was where we stay, somebody asked them to come cook for their child, for their, what's it called, birthday stuff and all that. So when they called the name, I started in my ear and I knew the person. See, there are some of these persons, not that you were not good with them, but for example, you are living in an environment where girls, the few that you form, are you getting me?
Are you forming? Do you form?
Them first.
Wait first.
No, I don't. I'm this kind of person. I don't even have male friends. I don't. Since when I had issues in school and I decided not to have friends any longer. So, the few that you form, the few that you have the pride inside of you, and besides too, I know in our side here we expect women to always be, but sometimes when you greet them, they feel they don't want to answer. So how do you reconcile this? Because I decided on myself, like, I'm not going to say hi to anyone. I'm not going to call anybody anything. But inside my heart, I don't have anything against them. But it's just that I will not come up or say good morning or good afternoon. I accept the person says good afternoon or good morning to me. So I want you to reconcile this.
Okay, so first of all, the question is, where is this decision to not greet anybody anymore coming from? Is it coming from someone who is tired of trying and it's not being appreciated, or is it coming from someone who, from that place of maybe a little bit of anger somewhere?
I don't think it's a little bit of anger, because I think in the community where we stay, we were all trained on there,
And I, well, the way my father raised us, we weren't going out, we weren't mixing out with people.
Mm.
It was just indoor, go to school, come back, do your housework, go to church. Even when it comes to all this wrestling, masquerade stuff, we don't go because we are Christians. So they felt that, oh, these guys, they don't come out, you know, they don't associate with us. They are proud. They are
okay, so I think I'm getting the picture now. But have you, apart from the greeting, do you want to interact with them, first of all?
No, I don't feel like I should interact with them. But if anyone says hi, or good morning, definitely I'll say, good morning. Because I think greeting is, as I give you, you give me back. That's greeting. Oh, good afternoon, Constance. Oh, well, the next thing you reply, good afternoon, Jist. I mean, so, but in a situation whereby you don't say hi, or if I say hi to you, you feel, this guy is pompous and all that. So, I don't think I'm angry with them, neither anything. But I think I am not going to greet anybody. Anybody that greets me, I say hi to you and I go my way. So, I don't think that one is somehow having malice or having bodies in the mind. Are you getting me?
All right, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing. But you, anybody can call on, contribute on that to say it, or tell me if that is good or because me, I wouldn't want to keep seriously. I'm not that kind of person. I really want to go to heaven, just like the Bible said. If you have anything in mind and you don't go and say sorry or you don't make up with the person, definitely you're not going to heaven. But me, I feel I should go to heaven. So. Anybody can call to contribute to say something. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. So our brother Gist wants to make heaven and he needs your help to be sure that he is getting a pass through that gate when the time comes. All right, so I'm sure you heard him. Okay, so he's saying, I greet these people and they're not responding and I have decided I'm not greeting until they greet me. So tell me, if you have any answers for him, do well to call in and tell him whether he has a grudge or not. But first of all, he says he's not really interested in mingling with these people. And all the same, I remember the part where the Bible says, as much as you can, all right, be at peace with all men. It's more like what you owe everybody, peace. Okay, well, let's see if this person has an answer for you, Gist. Hello.
Hello.
Could you please speak up? And if your radio set is on, just turn it off. I beg.
Good afternoon, Kostan.
Good afternoon.
Okay. I'm calling you from the UK.
Okay. Although I didn't get your name, but go on.
I say I'm Paulinus. Paulinus, I'm calling you from the chain.
Okay, Paulinus, welcome. Do you have an answer for our last caller?
I have a question.
Paulinus, who's distracting you?
I have a question to ask, really.
Okay.
Okay. We are talking about the forgiveness. And the question I want to ask.
Oh God, Paulinus, you've said this like 5 times. Can you actually ask the question?
I don't have any grudge. Say at the person, but I know somebody has a grudge with you. What should I do? But yeah, I don't have anything against you. But I notice that the person does not want to mingle with me. It's always comfortable.
Okay. Paulinus, I would have loved for us to have a conversation actually, but I think I get what you're asking. You don't have a grudge against this person, but you perceive this person doesn't want to have anything to do with you. That's what you're saying. Okay, so Paulinus, first of all, you have to be ready for the bitter truth. Because sometimes the truth is not really that easy to accept. Because you want to find out why this person doesn't want to interact with you anymore. Although you didn't tell me if it's a male or female. Okay, so I think maybe you should ask this person. You know, reach out to this person and find out why they do not want to interact with you. Is it the way you talk? Is it something you do they don't like? and be ready for whatever reply they give you. All right. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
I'm Jeremiah from Abba.
Jeremiah, okay. I actually thought you said you are January from Abba.
Hello.
Okay, Jeremiah, please go on.
Okay, I would like to advise him to greet them again to see if they will reply him. Then if they won't, let him continue to his life.
Okay, if he greets them again and they don't reply, he should continue to do what?
To live his life.
Oh, to live his life. It's not as if
the
greeting was interrupting his life. Okay, but all the same, I get what you're saying. Thank you. All right. So, Gist, I'm sure you heard this this person. He says, greet them again. So it's more like, okay, give it another try and see what happens. It's a new year. Maybe they will respond. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, good afternoon, and I'm calling you from Portland.
Okay, you're welcome.
Well, I would like to say for the caller who asked that question, I feel that sometimes it's just that some people don't really, maybe they're not that self-minded concerning what you feel. So you should express in talk to them.
Because finally, he's actually the one who is saying they feel he's pompous. He didn't tell me if anybody said to him, you are pompous. So, anyway, thank you for calling. All right, so that case of Gist is like the Israelites, you know, who went, oh, we saw the giants and we were like grasshoppers in our eyes. And we are also like grasshoppers in their eyes. How can you have your eyes and have another person's eyes? You don't even know what they saw when they saw you. So Gist, did anybody ever walk up to you to say you're pompous, you're prideful, you're arrogant? Or is it just that you're the one who is sitting down and calculating and perceiving things that may not necessarily be there? Maybe they're not even feeling you're pompous. Maybe they're too overwhelmed. Maybe they're feeling, should I say, starstruck that you would stoop so low to say hello to them. And they're so much in awe that they don't even remember to respond to your greeting. Maybe that's the case. All right, we're on Facebook, Nigeria Info, 92.3 PH. Get on there and join the conversation. Juan, this can't be Juan. It looks like Juan Diego Gabriel Godin. Wow. You say forgive. People should stop making trouble. Not everyone knows forgiveness. Okay. Kabari Mabara says, I am Morris from Gokana. I want to forgive and call back the wife I wanted to marry. Who runs away with unnecessary complaint? Are you sure the complaint is unnecessary? You better sit down, have an open mind, and listen. Kelly Cruz says, reconnect. There is a friend of mine. We have been friends for a year now. And I stopped talking or calling him because he hasn't impacted anything in my life. And I was hoping this year would be different. Kelly, when you're saying impact, what do you mean? Does this friend have money? And you're expecting this friend to, you know, out of the blues, ask for your account's number and send you some money. And he's not doing that. You have to also be sure of what you mean by someone has not impacted in your life. Let's see. Okay. Obe. This your message is quite long. Okay. Obe Binaru Seithan. Obu. It's not Satan, oh, it's Seithan. I'm seeing here. S-A-T-H-A-N. I'll come back to your message. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Good day, ma.
Good day, sir.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Walter is talking with you.
All right, welcome, Walter.
How is the job now?
It's great.
Hello, my sister. You see,
she's fine. Absolutely.
There is no, this celebration is not love. It's not love.
Mm.
Do you have that statement?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can be looking people. People can be meeting you, but what you have, you have to do. What is your mind? Your mindset. There are people you will greet them. Inside their mind, they have God. That is why this new year, we want everybody go to church, because that is where you have wisdom or reasoning. The way you move your life, the way you think, what do you gain? You have money with somebody. What do you gain? Nothing. So what I would advise, this new resolution, like I told you, that I didn't tell my children, anybody you have money, make sure you greet the person. You greet, whether the person answers or not, continue greeting. There's nothing there.
Okay.
Who is waking heaven? Who? We don't know, even pastors. So, salvation is not love. We'll make peace. Continue with your life. There's one boy, one man in my team. He moves every time. You know, he sees you. When he's coming by, he's greeting you. He's going, he's greeting you. That's how life's supposed to be.
Hmm.
Peace. I'm begging everybody for this new year, let the resolution be, don't keep malice with anybody. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Walter. All right. Okay. So, someone actually said that when you forgive someone, you should pray. Ah, yeah, that's true. I was hoping he would call back. I wanted to really find out if it's a must, if it's something I should, people should always do. Someone has hurt you and you're forgiving this person, or you have forgiven this person, but then he says go down on your knees and pray to God and tell him, oh, this person has done this to me and I feel really hurt or bad and I want to forgive this person. Now, the thing about forgiveness, you know, we actually feel that there's this feeling that, okay, if I've forgiven this person, why am I still feeling angry? Why am I still feeling hurt? Of course, when someone does something that is hurtful, it is hurtful, right? Pain is pain. If the person broke your hand and you have bandage on the hand, or the hand is amputated, but whatever, it's there. It's pain. It's going to pain you. You're going to be looking at it and seeing the pain. You're going to feel it. But that you've forgiven the person, I don't think the emotions that come with the hurt goes away just like that. Piam! Because you have forgiven somebody. I think when it comes to that part, it's going to take some time for the emotions to really heal. That's what I think, all right? I don't know about you, but I really believe that forgiveness really goes a long way to helping your emotions heal. It goes a long way. But how about those people that it is not a matter of forgiveness? There was no hurt. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was feeling bad, anything. Mm-mm. This is a case of, I don't want to have anything to really do with this person for now, or till further notice. You don't even know when the further notice is going to end, but you just, let me stay. It's just like one of the callers who said, I'm not having a grudge against this person, but I've noticed that this particular person is, he's going away from me, or, you know, doesn't talk to me. It's as if this person doesn't want to interact with me, and he's asking, what should I do? Well, for me, I'm saying, just get ready for whatever the answer is going to be. So just ask the person, what's up? What is it that you don't like about? Be sincere. Just tell me. I can take anything, even if you can't take anything. If you're going to cry, cry. But if you're not sure that you can handle it, I don't know. Maybe you should go and pray. Pray about it. You can pray about just about anything. Yeah. I'm a big believer when it comes to prayers. We pray about everything. Woyike Odinaka says, true forgiveness comes from the heart and should be expressed for the offender to know that he or she has been forgiven. How about a situation whereby someone has hurt you and the person doesn't even know? Do you have to go to the person? This is another area. Well, this conversation is getting longer. Okay. Do you have to tell someone that you have forgiven? Do you have to tell them, I forgive you. You did this to me, but I forgive you. Is it even necessary? Or are there situations where, yes, it is important you let the person know that they have been forgiven? And then are there situations where it is unnecessary to say that? And then if there's someone that you've not been talking to for whatever reason, do you need to... Okay, now that you have decided, okay, I'm going to reconnect with this person, do you need to explain to them why you stopped talking to them? Maybe it was something they did at some point and you were like, hey, I thought this guy was mature. Yeah, better go. I don't want to mingle with this kind of people. Do you need to explain to them what happened? Is it necessary? Or should you just, okay, now I want to reconnect with this person, send a message to them, say, Happy New Year, your year is blessed and all that. Or call the person and say, ah, it's been long ago. I just said, let me call you and say Happy New Year. Or some people, you just lie small lie on top. Say, ah, my phone. Ah, the phone wiped. Formatted on its own. Oh, I formatted my phone and I lost your contacts and I have not been. Do you need to explain? Do you need to explain to people if for whatever reason? I remember the very first caller who said, there are some persons you just know if you talk to them on the phone, like they just drain you of energy. So for this kind of person, do you need to tell the person, see, the reason I have not been calling you is because whenever I talk to you, I feel drained. Yeah, I'm looking at this from the angle of, what if I'm the person who drains someone and I did not know that when I talk to this person feels drained. Wouldn't it be nice for me to know that someone feels drained when they talk to me so I can work on myself? Would you like to know if someone feels drained when they talk to you? If someone feels that they shouldn't be talking to you, would you like to know